Amud Beis. Hakol Ksherin Lichtov Asaget. Afilu Cheresh Shote Vekota. Okay, that's our focus for today. Says the Gemara V'Holav V'Nei Deyan Inu. How can they write the get? Amar Rav Huna, Hushia Godol Omer Al Gabov. Amar Le Rav Nachman El Amiyata Ovi Kachovim V'Yisrael Omer Al Gabov. Hachinami D'Kosher V'Chitema Hachinami V'Tanya Akum Posel. It says Akum B'Data D'Nafsha Yom. That's a different word. This is the first opinion in the Gemara that Cheresh of the Vekotim Godol Omer Al Gabov V'Ksivas Aget is good. Rav Nachman then changes his mind. Whole discussion, and there's an issue of what's called Tofes and Toref. Tofes and Toref is, we know that the gets divided into half, the more important part and the quote less important part, and the only way Tamat Cheresh of the Cotton is good is by the Tofes, not by the Toref. And then later the Gemara says it's going called Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir does not require Ksiva Lishma Bechlal. So the three opinions in the Gemara, the interrelationship is the Machlokas HaRishonim, the Ran talks about it by Richus. We're not going to go into there right now. We're going to just focus primarily on the first Ukimta. That Cheresh, Shota, V'Katan are able to write a get, B'Gadol Omer Al Gabbe, Frek Toysus. For Lav and Eidei Aninu, Rabbi Loza Paruch, the Rabbi Meir Lo Chayesh B'Ksivu L'Shma. We're just assuming for the moment, it's Rabbi Loza Shita, Rabbi Meir comes only later on. U'Mishanik Shigol Omer Al Gabbe, Ayin Chulin, it says, V'kulan sheshachtu v'achem ro'on osan man tanad lo boy kavan al shechita. Why is it that God alam al gabav works by get, by ksivas a get, and doesn't work by shechita? Don't know you make a mistake. It does work by shechita. Hasa mark she'enam alamdo l'chavan l'shchot el riyah be'alma avalocha mark she'God alam al gabav alamdo masir l'asas l'shma. What's Tosa saying? That shechita is the same as ksivas a get. If the Gadol is instructing him, it works. If he's just watching him, it doesn't work. Lachinami perk mitzchalitza, memayit mechalitza, cheresh vecharesh, as why? Tisha'enan b'nei kriya, v'kod mishum de'ish ksiv v'parsha. Why don't you just say, lav b'nei kavona? No. Lav b'nei kavona lav posalu, afagav damal hosam dechalitza so psula shiskav n'shneem, shum de'bez din ma'asir and also lasos d'shmach, v'havi ki Gadol omed al gabav. So Tosa so far is saying that Ksivas Aget, Shchit and Chalitza are identical, that a Cheresh of the Vekotan by itself himself is no good, but Gadol Omer Al Gabav is good. There's one exception. Miu Hocha v'Gadol Omer Al Gabav Kosha Filu V'Chpishote Mishim D'mucha Milsa T'ka'ava L'Shma Shekosa Shmo V'Shmo V'Shemira V'Shemira in the get, it's being personalized. Al in Chalitza V'Shemta D'Yavam is Perikin Aleph to show the lab bachalitzu, afal pisha bezna v'lamdim also, v'lo minkra milsa d'ava l'shma, k'mo gabe get. Let's stop here. That the shota is different, shota is weaker when it comes to chalitza than when it comes to get. And Tosfos gives a reason. When it comes to get, it's more nika, you write the names. And when it comes to chalitza, which is not as personal, if you will, it's no good. This is what Tosfos is, the first part of our Tosfos. Okay, any question on the simple words? Okay, simple words are pretty self-explanatory. The concepts require a little bit more elaboration. Primarily, you have to analyze our Tosfos in contradistinction to what some of the other Rishonim say here in the sugya. The Rashba suggests in a tshuva that shechita is different than chalitza. Why? Because there's another party to the chalitza. There's a stronger after the shema, which is infused into the process by the other party. The Tosfos and Yavamis, Kuf Dalet, has a slightly different take. They say Shechita is weaker. Why? Ein machshavto nikeres mitoch masov. Because all he's doing is chituch basa bi'alma. What does that mean? So we had suggested, some of the Achronim suggest, that shechita is a secular act. Goyim also shech behemis. Get and chalitza are religious acts. So if it's a religious act, then we can say that's what's called machshavta nikeres mitov masav. It's presumably considered to be lishma. So godol omen al gavav will in fact work. However, when it comes to slaughter, which is not a necessarily intrinsically religious act, it will not work. Nafkamina, the poskim say, for lisha samatis the shame matis mitzvah. The goyim also need the dough. So it's not going to help godol omen al gavav according to this analysis. Rabbi Osai. It's interesting when Tosfos suggests over here with respect to chalitza, why is it that a cheresh is disqualified from the chalitza process? Tosfos, let's read it together. Mamayit chalitza cheresh v'chereshes lefi she'enon b'nei kriya. Why didn't you say they're not b'nei kavana? That's where Tosfos is coming from. There were those who say that if we're not b'nei kavana, no, there really is a shortcoming of not b'nei kavana. There really is such a shortcoming. And the idea of b'nei kriya comes to include somebody who is able to hear but not able to speak, and to exclude a child who's over the age of 10 or 8, it's called putos. So it's not to say that the svara of na b'nei kavana does not apply. It's chazer again. Our Tosfos says that since we have godol omen al gavav, it works for ksivas aget, it should work for chalitza too. And that explains why the only reason why it's no good for chersh adav katan is because of respect, particularly gzeros hakosuv about not b'nei kriya, ish ksiv v'parasha, things of this nature. And Tosfos Yavama says no. Even if there is a shortcoming in kavana, but there's an additional reason of the psukim because they exclude additional cases. As a matter of fact, this opinion, which is attributed originally to Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who says, the first one to say that we know about, that the lack of kavana svara in fact does apply to chalitza against our Tosfos. Does apply. That sheet is shared by the Ritva here in our daf. He wants to know here godol omen al gavav works. When it comes to chalitza, it doesn't work. So Tosfos took it as a raya. Only reason it doesn't work by chalitza because of gzeiras hakosuv. But the Ritva took it as a kash, because he holds that the reasons that we give here are reasons which apply there too. And those additional reasons only come to include additional cases. So now the question becomes, what is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah? What exactly does he hold? I'm going to read you a brief excerpt of what he said. I just happen to see over here that the Rashman Chulin that we took a while ago is still here. Should have put it back a long time ago, but it's still here. And he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, so we can read it from the original source. There's the Rashba in Masechta Chulin. Here we are. Listen to this. Rabbeinu Harav Zal Tiritz. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Chol Dover She'ev Shel Asoso Ayde Shliach Havi Amida Al Gabav Kavona Sa'ose Umidin Shlichus. What's he saying? This is a very, very important chiddush. So let's just finish the two cases. Chalitza sheyev shal asos ayde shliach lo mahanya bez al gabov, and that's why shote is chalitza subsula. Not like our Tosfos, it's just a weaker level of das. No. I will get she'ev shalemanos shliach l'ksivas haget ulekavonos ksiva ksiva shmo u'shmo v'af zeh she'omen al gabav kishliach hamamuna lichtov ulechavein b'ksivaso. So it's an interesting phenomenon, according to the Shitas Rabbeinu Yon. A fascinating phenomenon. This is quite remarkable. What does it mean? What's he driving at? Sounds like he's driving at the fact that, what do you mean kishliach? Does he hold that you require shlichas v'ksivas aget? So perhaps, Achmonim suggests, you need shlichas for the kavana, for the lishma in the ksivas aget. The act itself, perhaps, wouldn't need such a strong shlichus. This goes back to something which we're going to come to again today, which we got to recently in our discussion in the sixth parak, how we define it. We're going to come to that in a few minutes. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Very, very important. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. What about shchita? Continues the Rashba over here. V'tama de shchita de lo mahanya amidas godol amagav of the Rabbanon the Bokavon. Again, against our Tosfos. Our Tosfos says Kavanah would work. The only reason in the case of the Sugya and Chulin, he's not instructing him, he's only observing it. But he's a different one. Why? Fishakol toli bidas ha-shochet. Tilushochat behemoth chaver shlomidaito ksheira. Fiafa pishon eskavon lo klal bala behemoth. Alma kol ha-heter toli bidas ha-shochet. The kavanoso. Mashen kein beget. Di ilu acher shagir eshes chavera. Loasav lo klum, hilkach das kosev. Das shochet. I fell on myself. And it's the top word on page Sadi Gimel in the new print. It says parentheses shochet brackets kosev. He corrected it. I think he made it worse. I think it should be shochet. Das shochet dafka bir, not kosev. It's not true when it comes to kosev. I don't know what came over this rabbi. It was a big Talmud Chacham to make this change. But I think the original text is the correct one, as I told you last time, das shochet dafka beina, because it all depends upon the shochet. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says over here. Very important. These are yisodos. It's a very important yisodos for us. Good. This is our first discussion. We had a discussion of our Tosfos. It's chazer again. Our Tosfos puts everything in the same category. Chalitza, shchita, ksivas aget. It's all the same thing. That gadol omel agabav will work. One exception is shote by chalitza, which would not work. Tosfos explains a little bit why. This is our Tosfos. Other Rishonim say no. It's not so clear that by shchita it would work. The Gemara says shchita would not work. So our Tosfos got all the way by saying shchita means he's observing him, but he's not instructing him. But there are those who disagree. Even if he's instructing him, it will not work. The Pashat Pshat. Why will it not work? Why will it not work? So the Rashba says there's no other party involved. There is the other person who's not a chersh about it when it comes to the chalitza. And we mentioned the Tosfos Yavama says because shchita is not machshef on the keres mitoch masav chitach basabiyam, which means it's a secular act. So those are the reasons why those who say that shchita, in fact, it would not work when it comes to chalitza. So Tosfos assumes. And the fact that Gemara needs new reasons indicate that there are reasons that our sugya would not apply, labanei kavana, but many Rishonim disagree. Say no, that reason would apply. You need a pasuk for an extra drasha. Teach you, it's no good even after the age of 10, when he has a certain measure of intelligence. Things of this along those lines. Or someone who just cannot speak, even if he can hear, things of this nature. This is what some other Rishonim say in argument with our Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah comes to this punchline and says, yes, this is in fact the case, that this Gadol Amal Gabal works here when it comes to get, would not work for chlitza, because there's no shlichus. Get has shlichus. I always thought get does not need shlichus. Well, it doesn't need a shlichus for the writing, the shlichus for the lishma, for the kavana. And chlitza, there is no shlichus. And pashat by the shchita, there's also no concept of a shlichus. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah's proof. I can shecht your animal if it works. That's why the God of the God would not work when it comes to Shechita, according to the Rav Enyona, according to Tulsa Woodwork. In the case of the Sugya Chul, they just only observed and didn't instruct. So there's a couple of fundamental disputes over here, just in terms of the first line of the Sugya. Okay? Any questions? Let's now turn our attention to the next big question over here. Is there a requirement for Shlichus in Ksivas again? This should be a one-word answer. Yes or no? But like most things in life, it's not so simple. It's not like it's a one-word answer, but it's not so simple. So our Tosfos is bothered by this question. The way we did this Tosfos was what I call divide and conquer. We went slowly through it, a little bit at a time. And we're now going to go to the next piece of Tosfos, which talks about the Shlichus aspect. Yom Toma, Akati Olav and Eishlichus Nenu, Umay Mahani the God of Lamal Gabbaf. That's where we left off. Veishloma, to Lobina and Shlichus Beksiva, to the cause of Lava Balkoli, Koi, Ela Sofer. A radical pshat and posuk. Right? The cause of the Savior Christ refers to a Sofer. It's so hard to believe this. But Tosfos says so, and they proved from many sources that it does not require Shlichus. This is Tosfos' view. Later on, the Ri seems to backtrack a little bit. Second day in the Ri, the old Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the last one line is Yitzchak. It's right in there, two lines under where it says Avudim and Beis, and it's certainly in this print. The Matzina Lemeva, the Sukhizu, Ali with Rabbi Meir. Saradai Rameh, now you've been in Ksiva Lishma, but the Rabbana. The guy's been in Ksiva to Chsima. And therefore, it's God Almighty Gabbav works even b'shota k'mo in the chalitza. It's only the rabbana. Avol Rabbi Lozo de b'oksiva b'daraisa lishma lo ma'ani b'shota b'God Almighty Gabbav k'mo b'chalitza. Nothing is going to work. Why? Because lav b'nei shlichus. So the rehold that the kosev refers to the baal, not to the sofer. Anybody who writes a get except for the husband is only doing so through shlichus. Only doing so through shlichus. That's a radical change in the first part of Tosfos. That's a machlokes today is Tosfos. Don't require shlichus, but ksivas aget does require shlichus. The pashut pshat in the psukim is the kosev goes in the husband. So now there's room for a third opinion, Rav Osi. A third opinion. This third opinion is important to try to figure out. What is the third opinion? We spoke about it in a more recent discussion. Namely, that the kosev refers to the husband. That's Pashup Shah. First to the husband. However, the word Vakasa does not mean he will write. The husband will write it. Means Vakasa means the husband will see to it that the get is written. And again, we are suggesting that since most people cannot write, so therefore, some say therefore Vakasa refers to the sofa. We have trouble believing that. So instead of changing the subject, we change the predicate. But not that the kasev refers to the husband, pashut pshat psukim. But the kasev is a little bit of a fancy pshat in the word kasev. It should really be, if you want to be technical in diktuk, v'hichtiv. He should have it written. Because the average guy can't write. So then the Chazal interpreted the kasev means to make sure you have it written. You have to make sure that the get is written in the Shema. The cost of La Seva Krisis, you should make sure that the kosher get, which is written in the Shema, is in point of fact written. This is what we'll call the in-between pshat. We attributed this pshat to the Ramban, if you recall. Ramban, all discussed it later on in the sixth parak. As a matter of fact, the Achron already point out that the Ramban and Afchav Dalat, that is Exeris HaKosov, the kosav La. From there we learn that if the husband didn't say to write the get, quote, lav l'shem krisus nichtav. Because the kosav law say for krisus, right? Law means the Shema. The kosav must be arranged by the husband. If he can't do it with his own pen, he has to tell somebody else to do it for him. So the kosav means you make sure you commission the writing of a get. You make sure the get is being written. This is an in-between shot. Again, now the two days of Tosfos seem to be against this. According to the first day, it because it goes on the sofer, so an improbable. According to the second day, it goes on the baal or his formal shliach. According to the Ramban, we'll call it, it goes on the baal, but the sofer is not a shliach of the husband. If the Sala Bishtech, the husband, you couldn't work with Kherish of the Katan. He's a designee of the husband. And you require a designee of the husband. It has to absolutely be his designee. But that's what the word Vikasav means. Vikasav Laseva Kriyas means you will arrange to see that there will be a get will be written. If you can't do it yourself, you get somebody else to do it for you. But it's not working through the formalities of Shlichus. And as such, even though the Sofer is not a Bar Shlichus, that's of no consequence. If you require a formal Shlichus process, you have to go with all the rules of formal Shlichus. It's not a formal Shlichus at all. And therefore, it's possible to be done through a Cheresh, Shote, Vikotan, Begodel, Omed, Al-Gabal. Everyone with me so far? The Chazer again. Yeah. Sure. That's about the Chazer again. Took the words out of my mouth. In Tos itself, there are 2 days. According to the first day, Vikotan refers to the Sofer. Sounds improbable, but that's what Tos says, and many say like Tos. According to the second day, no. Because it refers to the Baal has to write, either he writes or the Shliach writes. That's it. No, accept no alternatives. Either the husband or the Shliach of the Baal. What do you do with Cheresh of the Vekotan? All elaborate pshat. It goes according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir also may need Ksiva Lishma and the Havid of the Gemara. Okay. I'm skipping some of the gory details. But that's what the Ri is forced to say in the second Teretz. If he wants to maintain, it's Chazer again. That Siva refers to the Baal, and you would require Shlichus, and our Sugya tells us that a lot of our Shlichus is able to write the Shema. Yes, our Shema is going according to Rabbi Meir, it's according to the Rabbanon, or somebody maybe it's even in the Rice, and then they have him in the Gemara, he requires Siva the Shema, even according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Abelazar, no way. Wouldn't work, because after all, it's impossible for this individual to be able to pull it off. He's not a shliach. La bar shlichus. Not a bar shlichus. It's no good. Finished. Everybody with me so far? It's important to just hold on. Okay? This, therefore, is the opinion of the second day in Tos. Second day in the Re, which is the way the Re seems to hold the Maskana. Rosh is the Maskana. It's Mesupik. Others say that was his final opinion. In between, the Shita, we'll call it the Ramban Shita. Now, because it refers to the husband, nonetheless, somebody else can write it without shlichus. That's how the Tata is asked. If a kosher refers to the husband, how could somebody else write it without formal shlichus? You have to be Houdini to get out of this one. Yeah. How to be Houdini the Ramban? The Ramban says, the way it's explained by later Mefarshim, of fairly recent vintage, the last few hundred years, and some even of today, the pshat of the Ramban is that the kosher doesn't need to write, means to see that it is written. So not the poshup shot, but that's what we assume. And vikasav means that he has to, like v'hichtiv, he has to see to whether the get is written properly. And in order to do this, he has to appoint somebody to do it, even without the impeccable credentials to become a shliach, it's of no consequence. You don't have to be a formal shliach. Had vikasav meant to write, either you write or get a shliach to write it for you. Now that vikasav means to see they have it written, the person who's doing it for you need not be someone who enters into the category of formalized shlichus. This is the opinion of the Ramban. Is it clear? Yes.
So the first day in Postles was not saying that he makes sure it gets written. It was saying that
no, sulfur.
On the sulfur.
Go to the sulfur. It's a very simple pshat, but for pashtanim, it taxes your emunas chachamim. Talked before. To tax it a little bit. How can Vikasa refer to the sulfur when every single other verb there is referring back to the husband? It's a little bit hard to believe, but Tosa said it. Tosa says the Dali Hadar. We have to accept it. But if we can find alternatives, we've shown him, maybe helpful. We have 2 alternatives. One, the second day in the read, that it refers to the husband and with formalized shlichus. And Godalom al Gabav only works if you're Rabbi Meir. In the garbage is good enough. In the Havamini, you require either the Rabbanon the Raisa, you require the some kind of a Lishma, and for that, presumably it's on the Rabbanon, tells us at the beginning. So therefore, even a Cheresh, Shota, Vekadlus, Labar, Shlichus would be good enough. This is how the Rebbe says. Rabban has his own Chiddush Mechudush before. Beautiful Pshat that the Rabban has, as the Achronim explain it, that Vekasa refers not to the act of writing, but to the arranging of the writing. So the cause of the Sefer Krisus the husband has to arrange that a get be written l'shma, even without the formal formalities of shlichus, even including a cherish at the bekatan who's a not bar shlichus. Doesn't matter. My job as the husband, the husband's job is to get the get written. And however he gets it written, he gets it written. He tells the guy, write it, he writes it. He's not a card-carrying member of the American Shluchim Society. Hasn't passed his test. He's too young, or too this, or too that. Doesn't matter. It's not a formal shlichus. This is what we had suggested. Pshat. Rabosai, so far so good? This is some of the issues which revolve the issue of shlichus b'ksivus again. It's interesting. Reb Chaim is quoted as saying that shlichus and ksivus aget is because of lishma. Because if you don't, I mean, this is what the other mafarshim suggested. Because otherwise, we tremendous kasha against those opinions who require shlichus for ksivus aget. The Gemara says, for example, it's vachem dav beis. It's referred to by the Rishonim, the Rosh quotes it over here. That the reason why aget in the garbage is no good is because it's shalom lishma. Whoa! Forget shalom lishma. It's not good because it wasn't written b'shlichus. The Mefarshim explained, yes, even though there's a din of Rabosai, a din of shlichus, according to this opinion in Rishonim, there's not an independent din of shlichus. It's a shlichus in order to be able to achieve the lishma. Because of law, it means the shma, because of means the husband, and for someone other than the husband to achieve lishma, you require shlichus. Any proof to the contrary can be overcome if you go with this mahalach. This is a very important mahalach, very important thing to understand. This is critical. So, yeah.
How does the shlichus affect the shma?
That the whole word is because of law, sefer krisus. If a kasav goes on the husband. Not the way the Ramban's fancy footwork, the husband is going to arrange for it to be written. The simple about Abadish, you ask any fifth grader who knows Hebrew, read and translate. He'll say, because of law, he shall write for her. Who shall write for her? The husband shall write for her. No one's going to give this fancy pshat. No one's going to say, go to the sofer. No one's going to say that the husband should arrange it to be written. No fifth grader, can I guess no ninth grader, no 12th grader. No one didn't learn these sugyas, so the way we're learning with the old Achron, whatever the dreamers of the day. So the two other pshatim are a little bit mechudoshim. The simple pshat is because of law, he, the husband, will write for her lishma, the get. Oh, so the question becomes if you require him, and if it's once you require him, if someone else but him must be through shlichus. So why do you say if you find the get in the garbage, it's no good? Why not? Not lishma, save him better than that. Say it's not good because it wasn't written, it lacks in the kasav. The husband or a shlich did not write it. The answer is the only reason why you require the husband or a shlich to write it is because of the law. The kasav law. The reason why the husband has to write it himself or through a shlich is to affect the law lishma. If to be a part of the get does not require law lishma, then anybody can write it. That's the way we have to answer that. Tatoba hotalia. Alright? Fine. Reb Chaim explained that the lishma by a get is a personalized thing. It has to be written lishma that you have to make a get for him, a personalized get. That's why according to some Rishonim, you actually have to have shlichus. You have to have shlichus. But if you would say stama lishma, the Gemara is have him in tzvacha. Let's say stama lishma by karbanah shel pari get. If you would say stama lishma, Rabosai, then you wouldn't require shlichus. Chaim is saying what we just said before in different words. That the purpose of the shlichus for the lishma, if you would be of the view as to have me it was, and Zvachim that base, that stama lishma applies over here, then in point of fact, you would not require shlichus. You would not require shlichus. This vort assumes, no, this shlichus is like every other shlichus. A shlichus on the maisek siva. The Pashim, not the fancy footwork of before, the Shlichus, the Rabbi Yonah, the Machshava, maybe the Ramban is something similar. No, old-fashioned, old-time religion. That you have to have Shlichus on the Maisik Siva. Fine. This is very, very important. What we do accept is that the Shema is a really a Din D'Oraisa. A Din D'Oraisa. One Teretz and Tosis in Masechta Erevin, and Daf Yud Gimel, seems to deny it. seems to deny it, that this requirement of shlichus or lishma on a level of d'oraisa. Very strange Tosafot in Erev Yud Gimel. Seems to say the whole thing is the Rabbanan. So shlichus lishma is kosher with d'oraisa. And Rabbi Kirega jumps. We don't follow that Tosafot. The Tosafot didn't mean it. The Tosafot didn't mean it la'halacha. Or if it did mean it, we reject it. Just mentioning it to you in passing. This is one other sort of an oddity, is that the Bach suggests that true, because of law, save the priests, the Shema must be infused into the get by the husband. But there's one possible substitute, the wife herself. Why should she be the wife? She's only a passive. No, the Bach is medayik from certain lashonos that the wife herself should be good. Most posts can disagree with the Bach. They say it can't be. It's an impossibility. It just can't be. Can't be. And that's what the Chalak of the Chalak, it just can't be. The Beis Shmuel has a somewhat more. He said, you know, the Bach said that the Bach was wrote at great length for naught. Why for naught? Because some say you require shlichus. And if you require shlichus of the husband, the wife writes to get on her own, the Shema, obviously it's going to be no good. But an impression which is conveyed by this Beis Shmuel is if you would not require shlichus, which is the many we've shown him, then maybe a woman who wrote again on her own, maybe it really would be good. Unbelievable. She's also a party to the get. So the chesaron is ultimately the Shema, she's also a party to the get. She's becoming divorced. So she can somehow put a lishma into the get without being appointed to do so by the husband. That's a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. The Pashim Shah and the Gemara on that side of Gimel and Beis. Talks about also Edim Shlichusa. They do their Shlichus. We'll talk about that at some length of the letter tomorrow. So the question is, you see the idea of Shlichus. The Rosh answers that there's no problem of Lishma, because we say that Lav Ligerish in Omedes, and the Chesaron is not a Chesaron of the Ksiva, it's a Chesaron in the Lishma. And the Achronim asks, we Lav Ligerish in Omedes. The husband in this case of Osu Shlichuson commissioned somebody to write the get. Well, so the Mefarshim suggests, true, he issued such a command. However, you require that the get be written based on his say-so, as we said a few minutes ago. And once one get was written based on his say-so is sort of washed up, it's done already, and therefore the new get is written not based on his say-so, it would be no good. It would be no good. Anyway, these are some of the opinions about the second issue of Tosfos, which is the issue of shlichus v'chsivas haget. Three basic opinions. You require it, which is the last chapter of Tosfos, to read shlichus v'chsiva. You don't require it at all. The first day of the Kotzer refers to the sofer, believe it or not. And the in-between position, which we like a lot, that's the Ramban, that the Kotzer refers to the husband. But doesn't mean he has to write it. It means he has to see to it that it gets written. Okay, that's where we can sort of get around all these issues. Any questions, Rav Osa? Okay, so we've chazed over the first two parts of this Tosfos. First about B'nai Kavana, B'nai Deya, and the second about B'nai Shlichus. Fine. What we have to still discuss is the issue of the three individuals whose gittin are considered to be potentially out of bounds no matter what. One is a goy. Akum adata the nafshe ka'ovid, which seems to be an insurmountable problem, that even God of Omer Gava will not solve. That's the Pashup Shat in the Sugi here. And Avchav Gimel and Alf. It will not solve that problem. And how does this connect to Eved, which is the next Sugi we'll see soon? And yes, there's a third category which relates over here. That's the category that we're going to be discussing now, the category of a Meshumud, or move the Chal Shabbos b'farhesia. Someone who is technically speaking Jewish, but is treated as a goy for some purposes because he's not observant in a very blatant and public way, things of this nature. So let's analyze one at a time. With a goy, we say that his ksiva is no good. Why? Even with God alone, like Abav, God data the nafshe ka'ot. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. Let's look very carefully. The first narrow line on Chav Gimel Malf and Rashi. The data nafshe of it. The Hagadol v'yesh v'odas. Ava pisha zeh omalokain. Shema. Most important word. Shema. Hu gama belibo l'shem acher. Did I hear the word Shema? Shema Gama Beliva? What does that indicate, Rabbi say Shema? No? Maybe yes, maybe no. So what would you say about a get that's written by somebody who maybe wrote Lishma and maybe wrote Shalom Lishma? What would you do with Shaget? What would you say? Something. If they talk maybe it's a Savim and the Reshes. In case the guy wrote the Shema, the get's going to really be good. In case he didn't write the Shema, it's no good. We don't know the truth. We have to treat it as a Safek Migureshes. So that's the base Yosef suggests based upon Rashi. Fine. The Rambam says the problem over here, it's not from the B'nai Krisis. And by saying it's not B'nai Krisis, he not only passes a goy, he also passes an Eved. As we see more than later on, Eved is not B'nai Krisis. It's not the Torah's Gid V'Kiddushin. There's no marriage or divorce when it comes to an Eved K'naini. So, you would say it should be no good B'Torah's Vadai. Against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Adata the Nafshe Ka'ovet. So Reb Chaim comes and says, Adata the Nafshe Ka'ovet. It's not a question of putting in some kind of a machine, which will measure his brain waves. And we'll know what he means, the Shema. It doesn't mean the Shema. Nothing to do with that. Even if he can measure his brain waves with some kind of sophisticated instrument and determine with certainty that he means the Shema, it's no good. It's mufka al pidin. It's a chesaron al pidin in the lishma. There's no way he can write lishma. So suggests Reb Chaim, and he brings an interesting raya, because the Rambam says that it applies not only to a goy, but even to a mechal Shabbos b'faresya. Mechal Shabbos b'faresya. All right, he likes to do things which are prohibited on Shabbos. But why can't he write a kosher get? The answer is, says Reb Chaim, you think it's a matter of determining what's in his brainwaves? No. Then it'd be only akavadat nafshe, but a mechal Shabbos would be able to write a proper get. It's hafkal pidin that the Torah says that if someone is a goy, there's no way that he could achieve a level of ksivas again l'shma. Okay, what's going on through his head? It's hafkal pidin. This being the case, Reb Chaim says, "For machal Shabbos v'vesis dino kagoy." So the same shortcoming that applies to a literal goy will apply to a machal Shabbos v'farhesi as well. Reb Chaim's own Talmud, the Eben HaOzel, is not so happy with Reb Chaim's chiddush. He says, "Machal Shabbos v'farhesi does not believe in Hashem." Or Torah. It wasn't like today. It means that he rebelled against Hashem and against Torah. He doesn't believe in anything. If he doesn't believe in anything, he's not going to write the Shema either. Why should he write the Shema for a Torah in which he has no belief? So that's why we say, it's like a goy, adat of the nafshe kavim, which means exactly that. Why should a goy write the Shema? He doesn't believe in the Torah. So therefore, it's an effect of Chaim set, or Chaim says Havkopi did, and his Talmud B'Samah says, no, it's a matter of Metzias. But the Metzias is that a guy who doesn't believe in the Shem and the Torah, that was Shwashi Rather Shema. Why bother? Why? This, Rabbi Osai, gives you an impression, again, this, we'll call it the straightforward pshat, not Rabbi Chaim's Lomdash pshat, that Lishma requires a certain additional level of kavana. Hinnini mechayv al-Lishma. We had seen more recently that there were those who claim that if, again, it's written for Reuben ben Shimon and Sarah bas Levi, that's enough. That itself is considered Lishma. It seems to me that itself is considered Lishma without any additional need for anything more than that, which again is a machloek, as we saw this possibility in our recent discussion in the sixth parak. If that would be the case, then even Mechal Shabbos and Parhesia really would have in mind for him and for her. He's not a misanthrope. He has in mind the man and the woman who he's writing the get. So therefore, presumably, according to that interpretation, really, it should be good. It'd be more forced into Reb Chaim's camp. Reb Chaim said that Akav Adat of Nafshis Alpi Alocha Avka, not describing him in Tzius. He doesn't care about the Torah. Doesn't care about Hashem. That only works if Lishma is a religious concept. But if Lishma by Gittin is just doing it for him and for her, so then even the guy doesn't believe in God or in Torah. Presumably, he's doing it for that reason. Why else he do? He's doing it on an interpersonal level, doing a favor for the husband and wife together. Shouldn't be any good in cases. All right, he's a moral, ethical, so-called secular Jew doesn't believe in God and Torah. But according to those poskim who say, and the Chazon Nish intimated this, that it's good enough. And remember that whole pickle he had. He did not kiss for tefillin. You know all you need. All you need is that you write for him and for her. That's considered automatically the Shema. But this Evan Ozel does not go well with that piece. Okay, so this is something which is very important just to understand the basics of what it means then when it comes to a goy. Now, it's interesting. An Eved, we say, is not from the Bnei Bris. What about a Mumar? What is Mumar for? What's wrong with the Mumar? Why should the Mumar get a Mechal Shabbos with Farhesya, maybe considered like a Mumar, or a Mumar Avodah Zarah? The guy belongs to the Catholic Church, Rachman al Islam. So he can't write a get. So sure, he's not, he's disqualified from writing a get. And the question, of course, becomes, why? 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 So the Beis Shmuel says, Dino Kagoy. Dino Kagoy. So Allah, Dino Kagoy. It's remarkable that this question of whether a mumar is from the B'nai Bris, you know, we talk about B'nai Bris with a lisp, B'nai Bris. That's what we used to in this country, the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai Bris. But we don't have a lisp. We are able to talk with a saf. B'nai Bris means literally a part of the Bris Yisrael, right? So we know that some people are not considered to be in the category of B'nai Bris, and some are. And what about a mumar? Is he from the B'nai Bris or not? This is, believe it or not, discussed in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon. I want to reiterate briefly what we learned about last time. In Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, why? Because it was a custom. We say, Rachman Yivarachas Kolam Asukim Kan. You shouldn't say such a thing if there are those around the table who you're not interested in giving such a bracha to. So maybe you want to say, Rachman Yivarachas Kolam as a B'nai Bris HaMasukim Kan. Something along those lines. And the question is, include a mumar. Where is he? Is he in or is he out of the category of B'nai Bris? So the Magen Avraham says the Mumar is not from the B'nai Bris. And often a Tosis in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Problem is, you can send a get through a Mumar. Now, sending a get, that's the next Mishnah. Let's take our first peek. Let's try to finish this today as well. The Mishnah says on that's Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Hakol Ksher and Lahavi as a get. Chutz Michere Shote Vekotan Vesuma Viakol. The whole discussion over here, who is kosher, who is not kosher, and on Amud Beis, the Gemara is talking a little bit about Eved, and throws in B'nai Bris. Ma'atan B'nai Bris, Avshluchachan B'nai Bris. And that would presumably exclude an Oved Kachovim, who is not from the B'nai Bris. What about a Mumar? Is he or is he not in the category of B'nai Bris? So the Magen Avraham says, again, Mum is not a B'nai Brits. The question is against the Din of Shulchan Aruch. It says that Muma can bring a get. So that's a Ramah. So some suggest Ramah is referring to a Muma L'Te'avon. He's overcome by his urges and he eats tray for meat. He doesn't not believe in God. I believe in God all the way, but I can't resist McDonald's. Big Mac. Can't resist a Big Mac. Look, he was supposed to say, not that a Big Mac stinks. Big Mac is gavaldik. Efshi be efshi. When I asked him about Kaddish Baruch Hu, God's a lie. Can't you have a Big Mac? This guy, he's an efshi be efshi. And I know Hashem is God's a lie. I can't control myself. I have to eat a Big Mac. It's called a Muba L'Te'ov. Muba L'Te'ov is good for Shliach for a get. As opposed to a Muba L'Achas who's not. That's what the Achronim suggest. Again, the Ramah is the one who says you can send to a Muma. And Mogan Avram says a Muma is not a Ben Bris. So Evan Ahoz asks this question. And he tries to suggest that one's a Muma L'Te'ovan and one is a Muma L'Hachas. Of course, the question is who is in, who is out of the category of Ben Bris. Is it an Evan of Ben Bris? Well, the one of Chof Gimel says yes. An Evan is a Ben Bris. Is a Muma a Ben Bris? Tosfos and Sanhedrin seems to say no, because that's the case of giving a hasra to somebody. Yisrael hu ben brisu. They're redundant. What do you mean Yisrael hu ben brisu? No, ben bris means as opposed to someone who was a muma. That's what Tosfos seems to say over there in Sanhedrin. Daf ayin beis amud beis. So a goy is neither a Yisrael nor a ben bris. Only he cannot become a shliach. The Eben Ozer goes further and says he wants to go against Tosfos, that maybe Ben Bris comes to include an Eved, because you're warning someone, don't kill this guy, he's a Yisrael, he's a Ben Bris, comes to include an Eved, even though he's not a Yisrael, he is a Ben Bris, and if you kill him and he dies within 24 hours, it's a capital offense. That's what the Eben Ozer wants to suggest in opposition to Tosfos. And on this basis, he's suggesting that maybe a Mumar who does a Bris Mila is going to be a Kosher Mila. That was the most important afkamina for us of his whole discussion. Quite a big Kiddush. Anyway, having said all that, the Shulchan Aruch is clear that a Meshuvah of Machal Shabbos with Farhesia is treated like a goy. If you write to get, treated like a goy. And the get is bottle. Get is bottle. Push up shot, it's a half car. Right? It's a half car. Some disagree and say, no, he can write a get. Can write a get. Okay? So it's a question of whether it's Mufka Apidin, Mufka B'Metzius, all the things we spoke about before. The Beit Shmuel seems to have been following the Suffolk get, this is the standard interpretation, the matter of the Metzius. Called Reb Chaim, Pashas would be Mufka completely, and it would certainly be no get. Ad Khan, this discussion of Akum, Eved, Mumar, in the context of who's the Ben Bris, what get is kosher. Possible, what is possible with Vadeo, possible with Misafek, is it a matter of Metzias or a matter of Apidin? Very important discussion. Our final topic for today is on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the question of an Eved, Rabosai. An important discussion. Eved, you want to know can an Eved be a Shliach or not? It's the last line on Amud Aleph. Evan Ma'ashe Yosef Shliach Lekabel Get Isha Miad Baila. So the Gemara initially says, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? It says in the Mishnah, who cannot become? Chere Shota Kotan Suma Akel. Okay. Michlal, the top line of Chav Gimel Beis. The Evan is kosher. Then an Evan is kosher. So an Evan is kosher. So it's okay. That's okay. And before proceeding, I want to mention one more Rashi, where Rashi said, the lavene deyaninu, v'gabe shlichus ish binan, v'lo katan. The shlichus nafkalan mid v'ikhulems ish tselevei sovas echad lokeach l'kulan. So it's a Rashi calling up a Gemara in Masech the Kiddushin, based on a pasuk, that to exclude certain individuals from the category of shlichus. Okay? Various mefarshim go into all kinds of other discussions as to, is this the correct shot? Are there other interpretations? Take a look in the Likutei Rashi here on that Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Chutz Micher Shet Avikatan, La B'nei Deo, B'nei Shlichus Nino, V'ein Licholim, Shliach, Le'as Shliach, Le'garsha, and they quote, Ein Kot Nas Shliach, Ein Be'em Das, Ben Shlichus and Shlichus Le'garish, it's a question perhaps of Das, and we saw that there are a number of Mefarshim who throw in the idea of Atem Gam Atem. We have it in Amchav Gimel Amud Beis, Ma Atem Yisrael, Avshluchachem Yisrael, Ma'atem b'nei bris, avshluchachem b'nei bris. So there are a number of other drushes that are thrown in by various individuals. In terms of someone who is, one could say, ma'atem b'nei das, avshluchachem b'nei das. The Ravid says so. The Migdal Oz says, doesn't exist. Remember that? Migdal Oz doesn't exist. And we answered that this is the whole comparison of a shliach to the mishaleach. That's the Rashi that we saw. Right, we just read it. What do we say again? Where's the Rashi? Ish bina v'lo kodem. There's a comparison of one to the other. So what do you mean? If his name is Reuben, his name is Reuben. No, you have to use your logic to know who is compared to whom. So, take a look over here, for example, on Lav Mishum, on Afchav Gimlam Beis. What does it say? Look inside. Atem Gam Atem, the Rabbi Shluchachem, Iskish Shliach L'Sholcho, by Krah. Matem B'nei Yisrael, Av Shluchachem B'nei Yisrael. Matem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. So what do you, where do you draw the line? So the Rabbi included in this category, Matem B'nei Das, Av Shluchachem B'nei Das. We saw it in the Rashba. Matam b'nei Torah, avshluchacha b'nei Torah. How do you say that? Find out where in Shas Bavli. The answer is, it's the logical extension of this, of the Hekesh, of shluach to the Mishaleach, and you have to use your Das Torah to know what categories are real categories and what are externals. This is the Pashup Shat in this Inyan. So again, to our last point, the Gemara wants to know, again, back to Evan. It's all Inyanim are connected. Can an Eved, so first the Gemara says, what do you mean? Of course it's good, because it's only rejected, only a goy is rejected. Then the Gemara says, a 180. Ein o Eved nas a shliach lekabel get leisha miyad baila. Visha ein o betoraz gitn v'kiddushin. What does that mean? So Rashi says, on chav gimel amin alf, lekabel get miyad baila, utem begureshin lekabel also, according to Rashi, we can equate one with the other. Shliach lo'olocha and shliach le'kabbalah. They're all the same. Now, this is all going, again, according to the beginning of the Gemara, boy, me name Mirav Ami. Right? Can a shliach become a shliach l'kabbalah? And Rashi says, a shliach l'halacha would be the same exact shaila. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, no! Ain't no eved nas a shliach l'kabbalah get l'isham yad baila. No. So the Ran to the corner to Rashi, the same way as you're not a shliach l'kabbalah, you also wouldn't be a shliach l'halacha. Again, Rashi says, shitoso, it's all one and the same. Who is the famous Rav who says, no, we can distinguish between Shliach LeKabbalah and Shliach LeKabbalah, what's his name? Who remembers? The Rimigash. The Rimigash, Talmud of the Rif, the Rambam's father's Rebbe. The Rimigash says, no, It's only no good shlichus the Kabbalah, but it is good for shliach la'alacha. After all, Rav Ami had a diak from the Mishnah that's good for shliach la'alacha. Very, very important distinction. Now, of course, the question is going to become: if you disagree with him, what this question from the Mishnah? Let's talk on the top tosis. Ain and Chav Gilbert. Ain or Eved Nasa Shliach. If you tell me about sneezing this thing, Eved, Bekol Shken Akum, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Tremendous kasha. In fact, it's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha. So Tosis gives a technical answer. Nakon Akum Hashminon, Ov Chavin is Geyer is Posel, Avavishav Osa Shoy Sadatal is Geyer. Okay, a technical answer, a little bit of a dochak answer to Rimi Gash, didn't go for this. Why? So the Ran quotes in the Ramban, Pshat and Rimi Gash, at Shliach Lo'olach is what we call a Shliach Ba'almo. But Shliach Le'Kabbalah, since the moment the get goes into her hands, she's Begureshes, as a separate thing. It requires what we call a Ben, a Betoras, Gittin v'kiddush. What's it all about? What does it mean? What does it mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? The words presumably mean that shliach la'olacha is a typical shliach that works for kol ha'Torah kula. We can explain why. Number one, he's just carrying something. Right? I can make you a shliach to carry a ring to my wife. I should be able to marry her. To carry, I don't know, a money to use to be able to buy a house from you. There are shlichos in work for all kinds of things. However, when it comes to a shliach lekabbalah, not carrying anything, just sitting pretty and receiving something from somebody else. So we're going to suggest that this shliach has a unique status. Or, alternatively, the shliach is unique because every shliach of the Kabbalah, as soon as he does what he's supposed to do, the gerushin is effective immediately. You give a get to a shliach of the Kabbalah, the minute the shliach of the Kabbalah picks it up, takes it into his hands, the woman is a megureshes. So you require someone who's betoras gerushin in order to serve in that capacity. However, a shliach la'alacha is not necessarily involved in that last step. A shliach alach can either pass it off to another shliach, and if he gives it over to the wife, but it's not megresh till the wife actually takes it, so it's one step removed. So therefore, that's another reason why you may not require, according to the Rimi Gash, someone who's betoras gerushin to serve as a shliach le'holacha. Shliach le'kabbalah, yes. Shliach le'holacha, no. Now, this led us to a discussion, which I'm just going to make reference to, about Kiddushin. Where does Kiddushin fit into all of this? So some say Kiddushin should be like a shliach la'alach of a get. Some say it should be different for a whole variety of reasons. Some want to say a shliach la'alach of Kiddushin, of Gerushin. All they have to do is move a piece of paper from here to there. With a shliach la'alach of a Kiddushin has to say the magic words, Hare ad mekudesh esli, that requires Betoras Kiddushin. Again, Shliach Halacha, all he does is he takes the get and he brings it from here to there. That's all. But the creation, that's a disciple, we said, says the real effectiveness of the divorce process is when the woman takes the get. Yes, it's a precondition that the woman has to take the get from the husband or from his agent. But the real divorce is effective when it's in the woman's hand. Therefore, she has to be, or her shlich has to be, betoras gerushin. But the person bringing the get need not necessarily be betoras gerushin. And according to those who say by kiddushin, the same thing is true. The same thing is true, what I mean? That they say kiddushin is when she receives the ring, and it's just a matter of preliminary to bring the ring from him to her. What do you do with Hariat Mekudesh Asli? Is that an intrinsic part of the Kiddushin process? So the stipler says, no. It's just an indication of what he has in mind. It's not an intrinsic requirement. It's just a technical, external requirement. That's what he suggests. Now it may work according to the Rambam, and what the first pasuk works according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the chilek between kedushin and gerushin. Just mentioning it to you very briefly. Rabbi Osai, again, we're doing the chazar in a sort of a lighter way than we're normally accustomed because of A, time considerations, and B, just try to limit things as much as possible. So we have that just completed officially this series of three chazar shurim on the second parak. I mean, starting from your test of an aleph, going to Lechav Gimelam and Beis. Tomorrow, we said 11 o'clock, let's go for the Talmidim. We have a Chazara Shir on the Inyanim, we learned in the sixth parak. Also, Shlichusan, that's Samach Gimelam and Beis. Right, that's number one. And the question of Ome Imru, and Mina Shalobafonov, Mina Bichsav, and the issue of Hakara. These are hopefully a little bit more fresh in your mind, we just learned them last week. And Blinader, Thursday will be the Bechinas. Okay? Ben will arrange.